attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome, my friends, to a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show at the Healing Strong Conference at the Simpsonwood Retreat Healing Center. It's become the Healing Center. And we got a great lineup today. I hardly know who's going to be on when we do these live remotes, but one guy I know is on. He's outside the box on a Sunday today. It's Ty Bollinger.
RSV, what's up, my friend? How you doing?
Yes, and of course, Liam calls you Ty Bowling Ball.
Bowling Ball, yeah, Liam's a funny guy.
Or Tybo, maybe Tybo.
Tybo. Yeah, that's what my dad called me, Tybo. Mom and dad call me Tybo.
Excellent. Well, Liam's got a little paternal instinct for you as well. So, anyway, glad to be back here, and what an amazing little weekend conference. If this ever happens again, they're going to have a bigger venue. I mean, it was standing room only.
Yeah, it really was. 150 people plus people that were standing, plus the support staff. All in all, over 200 people in a relatively small room. But it was a very well done conference. I was really amazed with the number of cancer survivors and thrivers that are here at the conference.
The most dangerous terrorists in America are those who survive cancer with no chemo, radiation, or surgery, or despite their chemo, radiation, when they go natural.
Exactly.
The government doesn't want you to know about them. Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about them, but we do. We'll see who we can feature today if we can get some folks on in that light. Also, my mom came.
It was so fun to see your mom and get a chance to see you up there talking and being able to refer to her as a real life example.
Yeah, it was a real 3D example. We were telling the story because, you know, I tweaked my presentation a little bit with the cancer theme here. And I wanted to tell her story because in her book, her journey from, you know, Israel to America, A Life of Many Colors, one of the parts of the story is when she had this lump on her back, and as she was on homeopathy and cleaning up her diet because she wasn't organic much, although her early years were all clean, but a lot of her adult years were not. And she was, you know, getting old. She was on, I didn't even mention all the things because she used to be on the medicines, the Premarin and Provera, you know, those, what they call for menopause, right?
Yeah.
The hormones, the synthetic hormones. And, you know, she was pulled all off of that, went on organic food, homeopathy, detox. And at a certain point, she developed this lump that had always sort of been there, but it started growing like it was a big tumor or something. And she was freaking. Everybody was, her friends were freaking, but we were working we were working homeopathically, and he was saying, no, this is good. This is good. The homeopath said, this is good. This is what should happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's growing, but it's coming out. And if you didn't have that kind of guidance, you'd be freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
Doc, take it out. Cut it out. Whatever you got to do.
Right.
That sounds like what Liam would do. No, he wouldn't. He doesn't want
I'm not sure what Liam would do at this point.
No, we don't know.
He's conflicted now.
We're teasing Liam, of course, in absentia. But here we have a situation where you've got the fear associated with allopathic medicine saying, oh, my gosh, something's growing. We've got to cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the homeopath that's saying, no, this is good. We are encouraging this to happen with our remedy. We are expressing the disease, getting it out of the body.
Right.
It was very painful. And, you know, she suffered through it. But at a certain point, it opened up. I joked that I thought a Buick was going to drive out of it. It was that big, right? But there was literally hard tissue and nasty, foul stuff coming out of there. And there's no question in my mind that she was on the road to cancer had she not changed her life and detoxed and went clean and encouraged the body to heal. And then now you can actually see a little bit of the indentation where it once was. But she's 78 and a half. What'd she say, 79 and a half?
79 and a half.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't even know how old she is. But she's going out dancing. She's having a great time.
I think that's really cute, too, that she said 79 and a half. What other 79-year-old says I'm 79 and a half?
She's so proud of it, though.
She is.
She's like, she loves to show off.
Yeah.
And that's mom for you. Because she's going out dancing and doing her thing. And she wants everybody else to be able to do it, too, though.
Mm-hmm. And one of the funny parts, folks, you got a picture of RSB up there. He's speaking to the crowd, and he pulls up on the overhead a slide of a head that's full of pills. It's just nothing but pills,
pharmaceutical drugs.
And he said, this was me as a child. I was the poster boy for pharmaceuticals. Very, very funny moment. But it's true, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it really, I mean, think about it. As I talk about my history, I was on vitamin A from the doctors. But vitamin A is not a vitamin. It's an antibiotic. Right? They treat you as if, well, you got an infection. There's another one. Take more of this. And if you don't know better, like I didn't, I was a pharmaceutically grown family, you just do it. The doctor says do it.
Yeah. Well, they recommend vitamin C for cancer patients, too. Chemo.
Chemo. Vitamin C. And, of course, vitamin C chemotherapy would be better than chemotherapy.
Yes.
It was really vitamin C. So this is the awakening, and I went up there with the – and by the way, you were sensational as well. I love that you went through the history. You went through so many different treatments, and I still think it's so funny. You know, I was just joking. It's like, well, how did you cure your cancer? Well, I saw my CPA, right?
Yeah, that's
your training in those numbers.
Yeah. Now, you know, one of the neat things about the whole weekend, too, has been being here with Chris Wark.
Chris Wark, yeah.
Because he's got a personal story of beating cancer. He was diagnosed with cancer, stage 3 colon cancer, at the age of 26.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really been fun to be able to get to know Chris. You and I, we've talked to him here and interviewed him on the show before, but never actually met face-to-face.
Great guy, bright light, funny, and he's doing a great job as the MC here. So anybody needs a good MC, Chris is doing a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in your talk, you went back through some of the history. You went into great depth on the Flexner Report.
Yeah, Flexner Report.
That was great because nobody really knew about it here.
Yeah, I think we had about, at most, 10 people out of about 200
that
had heard of it.
So that's like 5% of the people. That's pretty impressive, actually. But no, in reality, how it was impacting. And then later on when I did my lecture, I actually hearkened back to that and talked about the Obamacare scenario 100 years to the day later. I did have somebody come up to me afterwards, and she was appreciative of the talk, but she says, you know, she could tell there was an emotional connect to, quote-unquote, my president.
Right.
Right? But I think she got the heart of where I was coming from, because it wasn't to attack him. It was literally to lay the groundwork or foundation for what has occurred.
Right.
And I tried to painstakingly say this was not a Republican or Democrat
thing. You were
very
clear about that.
Yeah. So,
well, maybe she took offense to my Sotaro comment.
That could have been it, right?
Because RSV asked, what's our president's name? And I said, Barry Sotaro?
Oh, yes.
And so maybe that was, she was offended about that.
Most people laugh, but maybe that's true. But, you know, and the thing is, Nick Gonzalez said, in regards to those that say, if you don't like Obama or his policies and you criticize him, that you're racist, Nick Gonzalez was so quick on his feet. Dr. Nick said, well, no, he's only half black, and I only don't like the white part. Oh, my gosh.
That's too funny.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, you're right, RSB. The bottom line is, over the last 12 years, 13 years, we've had two different presidents. They're both terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, it has nothing to do with skin color. It has nothing to do with the amount of melanin in their skin. Nothing to do with that. I couldn't care less if they're white, black, brown, yellow, red, whatever.
Right.
It's the things that they're doing to damage our country. They're trying to take away our constitutional rights. They're trying to take away our health freedom.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with skin color.
No, and that's an important distinction to make. And by the way, they love you. They really love you. So many people have read your book, and you were so funny. You were hoping to sell one, and you ended up selling five, right? So you did well, but
yeah.
No, really, they've taken your book and done extraordinary things with it, what you covered, and you kept saying, listen, I'm not a doctor, but you're smarter than the doctors.
Well, smarter than some doctors. Now,
yes.
Dr. Isaacs that got up here this morning, she's pretty smart.
Dr. Linda Isaacs, I was so glad to finally meet her. She's the one that's worked with Nick Gonzalez from the beginning, and it was nice to hear her backstory, because I could hear her passion, and you could hear her almost tear up at one point.
She did.
Remember?
Yes.
She was talking about, why did she do this? She saw Nick Gonzalez, the only guy who was trying to salvage what Dr. Kelly did, and she said, I can't, and I recognize that, because with my homeopathic training and my mentor, who's no longer on this planet, I had a similar passion, although I had to put up with similar abuse, and I'm not complaining about it, because if you read Dr. Kelly's story that Nick put out, One Man Alone, you'll see the abuse that Nick Gonzalez put up with just to get this information out.
Mm-hmm.
These people are such geniuses, but they're abused by life. Certain things have happened that make them not nice to be around, and so most people would never put up with it, and this would not happen.
Yeah.
And to Linda Isaac's credit, she says she saw that as well. This is too important.
Yeah,
so.
And that was the point, actually, in her lecture, where she did tear up when she talked about the fact that she and Nick Gonzalez were the only two left that knew this protocol, and they had to do this for the betterment of everyone.
Yeah, and bless them. And we're going to hear from Dr. Linda Isaacs as well, and it's going to be great. I'm just looking forward to having her on board. And, of course, if you haven't picked up Ty Bollinger's book, I don't know what you're doing, but you go to cancertruth.net. It's linked up in the show notes, as it is, and every Wednesday we go outside the box. You know how cool it is, Ty? How many times have we been together? Health Freedom Expo,
yep.
Dr. Bittar's Advanced Medicine Seminar, now we're here.
Yeah, in the span of, what, 4 months?
You know, this could be a good habit.
Yeah,
I like this
good.
Habit. This
is very, very cool. I'm really enjoying getting a chance to hang out with you face to face.
It's really, really been awesome.
As I was telling you yesterday, when I, you know, they were talking about what a good thing it is to laugh.
Yes.
All I got to do is look in the mirror, and I laugh all the
time. I
thought
it was you were looking at me and you were
laughing. No, me. You're the handsome guy.
I'm
the goofy guy.
We're the faces made for radio. Yes, sir. We got questions coming in from the audience. We'll see. Well, we hope to hear again from some folks that have healed from the cancers that they've suffered from in natural ways, what they've been through. We look forward to hearing from Dr. Linda Isaacs. Check out all the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You're hearing this through naturalnewsradio.com as well as gcnlive.com and all of our affiliates around the United States and, of course, around the world. Rebroadcast through ukhealthradio.com, and that's in the UK, British. What is it called? British Columbia? No, it's British.
British.
I like to tease them over.
Yeah, it's with one T, not two.
also, we got them out at Digital Radio 103, and that's in Australia. So we've got the penal colony down under.
Yeah.
And, you know, the criminals love to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah. And the next in line is New Zealand, mate.
New Zealand going to pick us up, the Kiwis, and they'll tackle us with their, what's the sport over there that they're really good at?
Oh, they love rugby.
Rugby,
yeah. Cheers, mate.
Well, we have also the Arnica Montana ready for them if they get bruised and battered.
Yes. Very good homeopathic, by the way.
Hey, Ty, by the way, and I know we're here at the cancer, go healingstrong.com. Check it out.
Healingstrong.org.
Dot org.
Well, yeah.
What's both, I think.
Do they have both? Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
And they may make available some of these videos from the event as well, but I'm just already looking forward to it. You've got an event coming up soon we should tell everybody about?
Well, you know what? Just heard from Charlene. She called and said that's been postponed. It was in Iowa.
Okay.
It was Passion for Prevention.
Okay, so that's been postponed.
Yeah, the lady that was in charge of that has had an emergency medical procedure.
Oh, okay. So. All right, so that's good. At least we'll give you a heads up on that. And if you need to know more, sign up for email alerts from Ty at cancertruth.net, and they'll get you plugged into that. So once again, cancertruth.net, and of course, work with your doctor.
Yeah, work with your doctor. Book. Yeah, medicaldreamteam.com is the website, but work with your doctor is the book. And boy, that was a fun book to put together. And how much time we got for a break?
Literally, we're up on the break.
Up on
now,
a break. We'll talk about it after the break.
Yeah, we'll do that. How to work with your doctor? Because you were given say, I think you all need to work with your doctor. I want to drill down on that from Ty Bollinger because maybe we found something we disagree on. Maybe not. I don't know. But stand by. We're going to find out. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sunday edition here on GCN and Natural News Radio. We're coming right back with more powerful healing than anywhere else in media where we ask not for permission where it's not required.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800 866-2237, extension 120.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Back at it on the Robert Scott Bell Show here, and I'm glad you all are with me. And if you're watching the football, turn down the sound and listen to what's going to matter for your health right here with Ty Bollinger, RSB, TMB RSB. Ty, we were talking about work with your doctor, and it brought to mind what you were saying in your talk. And you encourage people to work with their doctor.
Yeah.
And I'm not opposed to that. That's not what I'm talking about. But we recognize that so many of these doctors don't know what to do to help these folks. In fact, they'll do things that will harm them, and we're not saying they intend to. That's not our, you know, there might be an evil doctor or two out there. That's happened. But the reality is they're just not trained to help. So I want you to clarify what you meant there, because I know where it goes a lot deeper than that.
Sure, yeah. And the doctors are mostly ignorant concerning a lot of these treatments, but they're not necessarily evil people. Mm-hmm. They just haven't been taught the correct protocols. But let's go back to the inception of Work With Your Doctor. So Dr. Michael Farley and I, we co-authors of Work With Your Doctor. And where it came from was we actually wrote a book on medicinal herbs together. And we went on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and we got literally thousands and thousands of emails after this appearance on Coast to Coast. And one of the common threads that we noticed was that we had just talked about the herbal ingredients in a lot of different protocols, but nothing specific.
Right.
So it was more of a general herbal interview. But we had people that would email and say, what do I do about diabetes? What do I do about multiple sclerosis? What about Parkinson's disease? What about Alzheimer's?
Right.
And so forth and so forth. And so literally thousands of emails. Now, Dr. Farley, being the doctor that he is, the conscientious man that he is, he literally spent about the next 2 months researching all of these emails and answering these people in depth as to what they should do.
Incredible.
Yeah, very good man. Never expected any money for it. Didn't ask them to pay him.
Right.
He just wanted to help. That's what he does. He helps people, which is what doctors should do.
Yes.
By the way. So after a couple months, we realized we got a book here.
Hmm.
We've got a book here that's already been written. We've just got to organize it because he's done all the research on all these different maladies, and now we just got to put it together.
Right.
So over the next 6 months or so, I worked to make it pretty, and I worked to finish it up and rewrite sections that needed to be written. And, you know, the guts of the book had been written.
You got a pretty book over there.
It's got to be down to the level where people can understand it and apply it.
Right.
And so the theme of the book was to work with your doctor to treat these ailments, not to go out on a limb by yourself, not to be a hermit, because honestly, Robert, most people don't know enough about nutrition to treat most ailments by themselves.
Yeah, and it does. It saddens me. It does, because, you know, as I speak and talk about the power to heal, it's yours and such, it's with the encouragement that people begin to learn that which they didn't, because...
Yeah.
You know, ultimately, there will not be, and there are not currently enough doctors to help all those, the real ones that know this stuff,
right,
to help all those in need, which is why we do conferences like the, you know, the Healing Strong, which is why you've written your book and do the things we do on radio as well. Because until that point, we just got to keep teaching people.
Yeah. We got to keep teaching people, and we have to encourage them. In the book, we encourage them to find a doctor that would be able to help them. Okay, to find a doctor that would go along with these treatments. And honestly, in the back of the book, the back third of the book is nothing but research that proves that the treatments that we put together work.
So the reason you did that then is to say, all right, we know that the doctors aren't really prepared or know what's going on, but perhaps they might be open enough to look at the science that you put in there, right?
Yeah, and if they are open enough to look at the science, then they'll say, hey, they're onto something. I'm going to help them with this protocol. And if they're not willing to look at the science, fire them and find another doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, because don't hang around a doctor that's not going to work with you. Don't hang around a doctor that's not open to learn more. Because if you think you know everything, you're sadly mistaken. And if you're a doctor that thinks that you know everything, you're dangerous to your patient.
And that is the important distinction here. When you say work with your doctor, recognize there are doctors that are unwilling to work with you on the level that you're looking to do.
Yeah.
Case in point, once you come find out Ty's book on stepping outside the box, cancer step out, then suddenly you can't go back to a regular oncologist.
No.
Because you know that nothing they offer is going to actually be helpful to
That's
you.
That's right.
So your goals have changed, or maybe your goal, but the way you're going to get there is completely radically altered.
It is. It is. And so with work with your doctor, the theme of the book is to find a doctor. And there are doctors out there that are good people that want to work with you. There's a lot that won't.
Mm-hmm.
And so really it's an encouragement for you to vet your doctor, to go through and make sure the doctor that I'm using, is he or she open to these treatments? And if they're not...
Or make sure your doctor is a vet. Well, sometimes they're smarter than I know some vets.
Actually, you're on to
something. You know,
right. Most vets, they know medicine better than most doctors.
It's fascinating.
Doctors.
We might talk about that next segment. We'll stand by. We're at the Healing Strong Conference at Simpsonwood, the Simpsonwood
it's
Retreat.
It's beautiful here, by
gorgeous.
The way.
We are in the woods, are we not?
We are. I'm just gazing out into these trees and forests. It's beautiful.
Absolutely loving it. And of course, the crisp fall weather, kind of got a taste of it in Atlanta this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll remember that. We won't get that for a while where I am.
No,
but stand by. We've got lots more healing to go. Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, Robert Scott Bell Show. Special Sunday edition live from HealingStrong.com. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Scott Bell Show.
As if Ty Bollinger wasn't enough to be on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are joined by another wonderful healer, lovely powerhouse of a healer. And we got her backstory yesterday at the conference. Her name, Dr. Linda Isaacs, is with us now, and she is also working with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez for many years. How did it take us so long to connect here?
I don't know, but I'm glad we're connected now. It's great to be here with you, Robert.
It's really good to have you on board. And, you know, you told this heartfelt passion that you had to join in with Dr. Nick to help continue what you learned from Dr. Kelly and bring it out. And so many folks here, some of them are your patients we got to meet and talk with, which was awesome, the living examples. You know, you can be attacked and people can attack us, but you look and see these living examples, you go, that's why we're doing this.
That is absolutely why we're doing this. When you have people that you can see that, you know, we just give them the tools, but when they pick up those tools and put them into practice and it makes a difference in their life, that just makes all the difference for me as a practitioner. And that's what I do, what I do.
You know, it was really awesome to see the one lady, I can't think of her name, the pancreatic cancer survivor, 10-plus years, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, that's Anne, and she actually did the introduction to Dr. Gonzalez's book about the clinical trial that turned into such a mess, the book What Went Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She had actually come to be a part of the trial and was turned down for technical reasons
right.
that really didn't make a whole lot of sense. And she went on the program nonetheless. You know, what that meant on a practical level for her is that she had to pay for the supplements out of her own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people on the trial had them paid for. So she was, you know, devoted enough to the concept of what we were doing, to the promise of it, that she went ahead and paid out of her own pocket to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she got better. And so, you know, here she is, a great example of a motivated patient that for technical reasons didn't get into that study. And so we thought that she would be a great person to write that forward, and she really did a beautiful job.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if I remember correctly, the publisher has that forward freely available on the website, so, you know, people that are interested can go and look at that and read her story right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's newspringpress.com, and the book title is What Went Wrong.
Well, we often promote it when we have Dr. Nick Gonzalez on. He has a great time. I can't imagine what the intensity of what you all do in your practice there in New York City of helping folks out of the most desperate of straits when we talk about a health issue, whether it be cancer or other issues, to come on the way he does. And we kind of bounce around at a lot of things. I think it's almost an outlet. He blows off a little steam when we get together. Because he probably can't do some of these things in practice that
mm-hmm.
we talk about on the air.
That's probably correct. I know he's told me a number of times that he's had big discussions with you about various political issues he feels very strongly about. And I do think it helps him blow off steam a little bit.
Yeah, and we want to keep him well to help like you're doing
yeah.
as much as we, as long as we can. Because we know that both of you have been subject to persecution, if you will, by the so-called authorities, authoritarians I would call them, within the cancer industry. And part of what was discussed here, Ty, you did as well, is the you know, that age-old statement that people say, well, if what you do is all so great and it really worked, wouldn't everybody be doing it? And, of course, that was the whole point of the book we mentioned. It's sabotage. I mean, they can't afford real cancer cures. It would upset the economic apple cart for them.
Well, I think there's something to that, but I think it's fairly subconscious for your typical oncologist. You know, most of them are very dedicated professionals that are just getting through the day using the tools that they know how to use. You know, I there are more oncologists that are open to other approaches. I think this is my own personal theory, but I believe that, you know, oncology had some appearances. You know, there were some things that chemotherapy actually was working for in the 70s and 80s, and as a result, I think they were absolutely convinced that if they could just figure out the right cocktail, they could figure it out for all cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hasn't panned out. So some of the younger generation, I think, is a little more open-minded, and my hope is that bit by bit things will change. You know, in the meantime, you know, on a day-to-day basis, it's really sometimes the patients that take the brunt of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they choose to do something, and even if they're improving, they still get negativity or the like from other doctors, and that can be kind of hard on them.
Yeah, and not only that, but let's talk about their peers, their family members, their friends who say, what, are you nuts? You're not doing the chemo? You're going to die? You know, they parrot almost. They become the salesman for traditional, as we call it today, oncology.
Yeah.
I mean, so you talk about peer, not only coming from doctors who are saying this, but their friends and family members coming
yeah.
together like this in this educational form really gives comfort and strength to these folks that they can not only see living examples, but they can become those living examples and overcome a lot of that peer pressure, if you will.
Yeah, well, what I'd say there, too, is that sometimes just with time, you know, when people are doing well when they should have been gone, and, you know, one of the patients of mine that's here, if I have my facts correct, his wife was telling me that some of the people who were not particularly impressed by his treatment choices at that time are now here and are supportive because he's alive and looking great, and it's 2 years, and he was told that even with standard treatment, he'd be lucky to be around for one. Mm. So they see him looking great, and they say, okay, you know, maybe you did make a good choice after all. And so they come around, but it takes time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the proof's in the pudding, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things you mentioned just now, Robert, about the family members. I was speaking to a cancer patient last night, and the lady said that her oncologist was actually open to the natural treatments, but her family was pushing her against that.
Oh, interesting.
Back to traditional treatments. And it's the pressure that she's feeling from her family that was overriding the support.
Even
though the oncologist was okay with it, the family was pushing her against it. So, you know, you sometimes as a cancer patient, what I'm seeing is that they're getting hit with negativity from different directions.
All sides.
Yeah,
and I think what you know, Robert, you were saying something about the priest. I forget your exact phrase.
Oh, this comes from John Rappaport, a good friend of mine. He coined the phrase, the church of biological mysticism. And we talk about modern doctors who are unquestioning or narrow focused on drugs only, or as the priestcraft within that church, that it operates, you know, more like not a science, but a religion or a cult, that if you stray from it, they ostracize you. I mean, all of these things you use for religious terminology and phraseology, and you're going, yeah, it really is operating more like an orthodox religion.
A cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can sometimes seem to have that quality, that's for sure. But I think some patients actually seem to be pretty well bought into that as well,
sure,
you know, and
yeah.
I sometimes wonder because, you know, fewer people are really practicing a religion. So something fills the void, so to speak. And it's like, see all these doctors and you too can have eternal life. You know,
right,
it just doesn't work that way.
Well, and we talked about, I didn't talk about this vaccines as sacrament, but it sort of is like that. Their kids are sacrificed on this altar of vaccinology, you know, a division or we call it a denomination within that church. And
if you question vaccines, it's tantamount to blasphemy.
Well, yeah, and of course I talked about cancer with kids, how you can lose your child to the state because the state has sanctioned this is the only way to go, and no longer do you have the sanctity or sovereignty of the family to go, no, we perceive that it's better to go this way. And the state comes in, again, defending the dogma of that church. That's why it's shocking and maybe offensive to some, but I think that needs to be said so that people are woken up to realize, wait a second, you're right. I'm applying the spiritual principles I know, but only one day a week. What about the rest of the time?
Well, our hope is that if we just keep treating patients and having people do well and collecting good quality case reports, you know, people that are clear-cut, people that have either lived a long time or had shrinkage of tumors or both and clearly had cancer when they come to see us, you know, we keep collecting those types of case reports, and, you know, we're hoping that at some point there will be enough open-mindedness in the oncology community that we can get a study done properly. But I don't think we're there at the present time. And academic oncologists, unfortunately, can be a bit more rigid or perhaps more scared because they're dependent on grant funding, and you don't get a grant funded for doing something radical and different. Mm-hmm. You get a grant funded for doing a minor variation on the same old thing.
Supports the status quo, basically.
Pretty much. And, you know, again, I mean, I went to medical school with some folks that are doing this kind of thing, and, you know, I don't think they're bad people. It's just they see what they see, and that's where their economic interest lies, and it all just kind of comes together to make it very difficult to make any kind of change happen.
Well, and Ty, as a CPA, knows that economics control ultimately a lot of things, or maybe everything. So if you come out of med school with $500,000, $250,000 in debt, and your license depends upon you toeing the line, most people are I won't be able to survive if I don't. So they've got them that way. So there's almost a design in that it facilitates that status quo always. Even for people that don't want, they're kind of cornered and go, what do I do? What can I do?
Yeah, that's definitely correct.
Yeah, and then you look at the recent cases that we've looked at with the pharmaceutical companies admitting and paying billions of dollars for bribing doctors and persuading them to do things that may not be the best therapeutic effect, but are in the financial interest of the pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. Then you've got several different strikes against you if you're a medical doctor, because not only have you been taught drug intensive medicine, but now you've got the drug companies basically offering bribes to toe the line.
Yeah. Well, we've seen that. Was it Verapin?
Verapin out of Sweden.
Sweden or something. It just blew the whistle on the whole game. Even in other countries, how Big Pharma operates to bribe even government officials.
Mm-hmm.
So we see corruption within FDA. We talked about the NCCAM before it was the Office of Alternative Medicine, that kind of thing, and how the sabotage of the study that Dr. Nick and you were working on so extensively at Columbia. And there's a lot invested in not allowing this information to come out, but they can no longer contain it. I really believe things are changing.
Yeah, I believe so too. Bit by bit, you know, we all do our part, and hopefully some progress will be made.
Yeah, progress is being made.
You mentioned the doctors being rigid. I'm thinking in oncology, it's rigor mortis. I mean, it's bad. Yet, as you said, these folks, and I've mentioned this on the air, and you've covered this too, I believe, that when it comes to their own family members or themselves, they often would not subject themselves to the treatment they would subject to everybody else. And we had that. My mentor was called by oncologists when they had cancer. To learn to do homeopathy, but they would not mention it to their patients. I understood why they were doing that, but it was disheartening, because why would you do that to everybody else and you wouldn't do it for your wife, right? You go to a homeopath and then you laugh at your patients if they did that.
Right. And the study that you're talking about was at McGill in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
It was at McGill Cancer Clinic, and they discreetly interviewed 64 oncologists, and over 90% of them said that they wouldn't do chemo themselves.
Mm.
So it's pretty disingenuous to prescribe chemo to a patient when you wouldn't do it yourself.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here. Dr. Linda Isaacs can stick around for another segment, if you will, please.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
That'd be great. It's really cool to have her here on board, and we're at the cancer conference here. It's called HealingStrong.com.
Hey,
check it out.
I'm going to have to leave though, Robert. I'll see you.
No, stick around. Everybody stick around. We'll be back with more powerful healing right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how hostile President Obama is to people of biblical faith and the Bible? On November of 2010, Obama misquotes the national motto, saying it is "E pluribus unum," rather than "In God We Trust," an established law of the federal government. We'd like to help you understand this in the light of Bible prophecy and where it's taken us. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736. 8736. Call now to receive your one-year free subscription.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Really enjoying the presence of Dr. Linda Isaacs here with Ty Bollinger and me, RSV, on the show today and at the Healing Strong Conference in Atlanta, basically, and looking forward to the next one already. I'm sorry. But Dr. Isaacs, you also have a website, Linda Isaacs, M-D, I-S-A-A-C-S, M-D.com. And you said, well, it's only 4 pages wrong. But I said, Ben, if you're involved in it, if it's one page, I want people to know about it and learn about you. So what motivates you? What drives you? Your passion? Definitely, as you emoted on when you were speaking at that certain point, I could really see the heart of the healer that said, this is too important. We've got to do what is right.
Well, that is why I do what I do. You know, at the time that I got involved in this work, well, Nick was working on his research project on Dr. Kelly, and I had reached the end of my medical internship, and I wasn't feeling physically well myself. You know, I made it through the internship, but I was exhausted, and once I finished, you know, once that adrenaline rush to just take care of patients and do my job was over, when I finished my internship, I more or less collapsed. I wasn't functioning well. So I went on the nutritional program that we use myself to get better, and I did. Now, you know, I talk a lot about case reports and quality case reports and all that. You know, I wouldn't describe myself as somebody I would myself would write up, so to speak, in the sense that, yeah, people can get chronic fatigue and people can get over it. But I attribute what happened for me was doing the nutritional program that I do. So I have personal reasons to do what I do, but I also was seeing cancer patients. You know, I knew of the patients that Kelly had treated that had done well. And then once Nick was in practice, and then eventually once I joined him, we started seeing patients of our own that were doing well. You know, people that were alive and well and living their life with illnesses that should have killed them a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And there was only the two of us. You know, I would not have been able to reconcile it with my conscience, you know, if when I finished my internal medicine residency, if I'd just gone off and done a regular internal medicine job.
Right.
You know, and in many ways my life might have been easier, but I don't think I would have been able to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. And so I had, you know, I've never felt like in a way that I had a choice. I had to do what I could do. You know, if we ever became convinced that what we do didn't work, we would quit. But we've never been able to be convinced of that. So even if things got difficult, we still kept going because we had no choice. happens.
And that's what I mean about the heart of a healer.
You just, I was about to say the exact same words.
I mean, that is, when you wrote your book, work with your doctor.
Yeah.
Even if they don't know all that Dr. Linda Isaacs knows, if they have the heart of a healer, they'll roll, you know, they'll roll and they'll take this information. They'll try to do something with it. But if they don't, they're still a little bit asleep, a little bit unconscious to the point where that could harm you. So finding someone with a backstory like this, Dr. Isaacs, again, that heart, that, you know, I say the same thing, that if I wasn't doing this with this level of intent, I couldn't sleep at night. And I'm not one who takes drugs to wipe away what I'm doing wrong. I can't do that. And so I get what you're saying there. And I think that people are being drawn to it. They want, how would we say, integrity, genuineness. These kinds of things are a valuable commodity. Very few people really have out there in the old media, if we know that. So finding someone like yourself, I'm sure it's energetic. The healing is not just the protocol. It's that heart connection.
And it's the humanity that people are looking for as well. I mean, I don't know the number of people that have you know, emailed or called me to get advice and have said, my doctor seems like they just don't care. They seem like a more of a number than a real person to them.
Right.
And so the heart that Dr. Isaac shows, that's what you need in a doctor, is the heart of a healer that cares about people, that are going to help you, whether or not that you can pay them sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the most important part to people that want to heal. It's that they heal, that they help. And so that's what you need to look for in a doctor, is somebody that wants to help you heal.
Well, I guess what I'd say is that, you know, I want to give people the tools and I want to help them understand those tools. I want to teach them how to use those tools, but they also have to pick them up. You know, there's a component both ways, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, having been on both sides of the fence, in effect, having been, you know, having done my residency in internal medicine, I've got my boards, you know, I've recertified, I have some compassion for those doctors as well, because I know that they're exhausted. I know that they're being forced to see more and more patients in less and less time. And so, you know, I hope that while I understand why a patient would feel frustrated, I hope that they'll understand not all of them just don't care. Many of them are just completely run ragged by the system as it stands. They're in some ways as much of a victim as anybody else.
But what you're doing, Dr. Isaacs, is sustainable. It's what they're all going to have to come back around to figure out. And God bless you for doing what you're doing and being a shining light out there. We appreciate you.
Okay, well, thank you
so much for being with us today.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after the news with more healing, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.